Well, we are here today, of course, because it's primary day here in Pennsylvania, as well as four other states, Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, and Maryland, where there's a hotly contested primary to fill retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski's seat. That is drawing voters to the polls. There's also a mayoral race in Baltimore. And in the presidential race, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are doing quite well in Maryland. Let's bring in Patrick Madden, who is covering the primary for Here and Now station WAMU. Patrick, first of all, is it going to be a blowout for Trump and Clinton, or what's expected right now?
Well, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, that's what it's looking like right now. Trump has led in every poll so far by at least double digits. The latest one had him at 43%, and Kasich and Cruz are in the 20s. So it's looking like Trump is going to do really well here across the state. The only area where I think Kasich's going to do well is right outside the suburbs of D.C., right here in Maryland. And on the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton is leading Bernie Sanders by about a 2-to-1 margin. And this isn't that surprising when you look at this primary, because it's a closed primary with a large percentage of African-American voters. And that's really been, I think, a winning formula for Clinton so far this election.
A closed primary, meaning that only registered Republicans and Democrats can vote in the primary. What's the turnout like so far?
Well, the turnout has been it's been huge, as Bernie and Trump might say. Record number of
huge,
early,
I think, is what they would
huge
say.
Huge record number of early voters so far, and you know, a number of reasons for this. We have a bunch of open congressional seats, which are drawing a lot of attention and money, and this Senate primary, which you mentioned before, between Van Hollen and Donna Edwards, that's been hotly contested, and also this mayor's race in Baltimore. So all these different races are adding up to a lot of attention, and it looks like a record turnout.
Well, we heard from voter Grace Caulfield, who cast her ballot in Kensington, Maryland. She told the Associated Press why she picked Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. Here she is.
I voted for Bernie Sanders. I just think that Hillary Clinton has had too much drama and issues, so I decided to go that way.
So that's one voter going for Bernie Sanders. Now, you mentioned the Senate primary that is going on. There's also, as we mentioned, this race for the mayor of Baltimore, just coming a little bit more than a year after the death of Freddie Gray. We know, we've talked to him, there's a Black Lives Matter activist who is running for mayor, but he's just one of many, many people in that race.
That's right. Yeah, this is a really crowded race to replace Stephanie Rawlins Blake. And I think what's interesting about this Baltimore mayor's race, it's how it's going to impact all the other races, especially this Maryland Senate primary. If there's a big turnout in Baltimore, that's going to have a lot of implications for what else is happening here, especially with the Senate primary, but also with the presidential race as well.
And Patrick, we hear that there's a return to paper ballots for this election.
Right. We are going back in time here with the paper ballots. I guess if you talk to the elections folks, they say it's going to be almost like an SAT exam. You're going to have to fill it out, and then these paper ballots are going to be scanned in. And so it's unclear what this means for the reporters and kind of how long it's going to take to get these results.
It could be a late night because of the paper ballots in the state of Maryland. Patrick Madden, senior reporter at Here and Now, contributor WAMU. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.